Hey there, listeners. This is Justin with a quick note before today's episode. We're going to be hosting a live seminar. It's going to be held by video on June 19th. That's Wednesday, June 19th. It'll be 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. It's going to be 90 minutes. This first seminar is hosted by Amgen. We're going to have three different team members with three different roles, with three different backgrounds, all veterans on the live panel. And just like on the show, I'm going to do 45 minutes of Q&A with the three of them. And then we're going to take 45 minutes and open it up to the audience to answer any and all questions that you have. If you have any interest whatsoever in about Amgen, about the biotech and medical services industry, about functional roles that are universal across every industry, I'd really encourage you to join. I would love to see you there, add some faces to some names, and have your participation. I think you're going to learn a lot, and we're very, very excited to kick this off. And also very grateful for Amgen's support, because by sponsoring this panel, they're helping us expand our work over here at Beyond the Uniform. And all of this is 100% free for you to join. So costs nothing. You can register through our newsletter, or look for a link on the site. Hope to see you there. Welcome back to Beyond the Uniform. I'm Justin Asiri, and my goal is to help military veterans thrive in their civilian career. Today's episode number 276 with Lou DeLeandro.
We're not just a cable company or a phone company or an internet company. I mean, we are a true cutting-edge technology media company. We're building stuff right now that is going to be the future of tomorrow.
Comcast NBC Universal has been recognized as the number three best employers for veterans, with parts of their company spanning an incredibly diverse array of industries. In this interview, we talk about why veterans may enjoy a career at Comcast and NBC Universal. We talk about what it's like to be a test engineer and how finding bugs and breaking products help ensure that customers don't do either of those things. We talk about finding a community, a tribe after the military. We talk about finding a way to give back and finding that sense of contribution after military service. And we talk about unexpected struggles that veterans face in their military transition and much more. As always, at beyonduniform.org, you'll find links to everything we discuss. At the end of this episode, Lou gives a great laundry list of books and podcasts to check out. All of those are linked to in the show notes. And you'll also find a link to be able to give a positive review on iTunes. Want to give a quick shout out to DBorsch2828, who on October 6th in 2018 said, "Well researched and very helpful. Thank you, Justin. Thanks for that positive review. It means a lot." So with that, let's dive in to my conversation with Lou. Well, joining me today in Philadelphia, my guest is Louis DeLeandro. Lou, welcome to Beyond the Uniform.
Hey, thank you.
So listeners, here's a quick and abbreviated bio for Lou. He is a manager of new product introduction at Xfinity Mobile at Comcast. He served in the Navy for over 15 years, first as a mess specialist on board the USS Baton Rouge, and he served as well on the DECOM crew and was subservice qualified. He then transferred to the USS McKee, a submarine tender based out of Point Loma, San Diego. He also deployed overseas to support the war efforts for Operation Enduring Freedom, Noble Eagle. He has worked at Comcast for over 7 years and is a founding member of Comcast's VetNet leadership team. And so, Lou, before we dive in, anything to add to or amend from that intro?
No, that was perfect. The time and service, and then, you know, we'll get into little backstory as we get through the interview.
Awesome. Well, maybe to kick things off, especially for listeners who are still on active duty and thinking of that transition to a civilian career, could you walk us through what it was like when you did your first job search leaving the military?
Yeah, sure. So when I left active duty, it was in the mid-90s. And then I later transferred to the reserves. But back in the mid-90s, the transition assistance program was, you know, sit in a classroom, get a lot of information thrown at you, and I think it was a couple days long, and then you were on your way. It was difficult. So I get out. I decide what my next move is going to be, and I go back home. And now that I'm home, I try to figure out what do I do for the next step of my career, my future. And it was a difficult transition. And I would say that working with the veteran communities today, I know the Transition Assistance Program is much better than it was when I got off active duty back in the 90s, but it still has its ups and downs from people I've spoken to. I would say if people that are still on active duty getting ready to transition, they take this information and all the technology at their fingertips and start figuring out what they want to do, whether if they're an officer, they've already went to college, maybe they want to further their education, or they want to find a mentor that will help them in their transition. If it's an enlisted individual and they haven't done any school or college work, think about, do you want to go to a school? Because I know the GI Bill is much better today than it was the one that I used. So I would say think about what you want to do before you get off active duty and start putting those pieces in place prior to you actually getting off of active duty.
That's great. And I know that a lot of listeners are getting ahead of the ball by thinking about that transition now ahead of time. And I know that also listeners are on the other side of the fence too, but it's always helpful to hear what your experience was like. So what led you to the communications industry and eventually to a role at Comcast?
Yeah, great story and great question. So I started, I was in the military. I was a submarine sailor and I was an enlisted mess specialist or culinary specialist now, as they're called. So I was a Navy chef. And at the time, that was my passion, and I wanted to, be the next greatest chef. And, the Navy afforded me that opportunity. So after that, I got off of active duty, and it was right around the time when internet technology was on the forefront of everything, cell phones, internet. And that really excited me. That technology, it drove me to the field that I'm in today. So I decided when I went to, I went to college, I came home, I went to college, and I said, what do I want to go to college for? Well, it was for computer technology and communications. So it was just through the sheer availability of this new opportunity to get into. So, getting in the ground floor of networking and computer technology is what drove me to where I am today.
And, you've got a couple different roles, and I know we were chatting just before we started recording, and you actually have a new position, but one of the roles that you've had is a senior test engineer for business readiness. Especially for someone who's on active duty and they've never heard this term before, what does that mean and what does that look like on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Some of the titles that corporate America assigns are sometimes misleading or complicated to understand. So really, to simplify what my title means, I'm a system test engineer where I am testing the end-to-end process for all products in the Comcast business, small business space. For example, we would deploy a new product, let's say a new voice product or some other, small business internet product. And they develop it, the developers develop it, and they update all these systems that our salespeople use, our customers ultimately will use. And my function is to make sure that all of that development work actually works in real time. So when it's when the development is done, the code is pushed to a production environment. Our role is to take that end to end and make sure it flows like it should. So the experience for the salesperson all the way through the customer, the end user, actually works. Mm. And you know, we're trained to find defects. So it's more than just a QA tester of just plain code. We're actually in the systems, digging around, trying to break it. And that's good. So we find something that's broken. That means we prevented customer experience issue or a phone call when they encounter that break in the system.
That's funny. I wonder if that skill set bleeds over into everything when you're just kind of standing in line at a store. You're constantly looking for for things that are going wrong and how to fix them.
So it's the mindset you get into, and yeah, you're absolutely right. I'm always looking on how to improve something that seems like it needs some efficiencies built into it.
That's great. It's funny because, I was on submarines as well, and I was trying to apply this mindset there. I'm like, man, I was actively trying to avoid breaking things. You know, I was like constantly trying to repair things. And but I think that's a valuable skill set. And I can see why in any, tech and non-tech, how that's valuable to take something and say, okay, being empathetic to the user. What are they trying to do? Okay, what could go wrong? There's a great book for listeners called Don't Make Me Think by something Klugman, but it's basically about usability testing. And one of the things I took away from that book is like, you could have a website where there's one button on it and it's like, click here to enter. And if you were to test it with someone, you'll be surprised to see them clicking everywhere but that button. And it's just kind of one of those things where like, no plan survives battle or something like that. A product is never used the way that you think it's going to be used. And so it's so valuable to have someone like Lou on the other end, just, kicking the tires and just banging on things before they're pushed live to make sure that they're going to be working for users. And like you said, Lou, it's like every error that you find is one less error that a customer is going to have.
That's exactly right. And it's so true that, some people that are in the product development space or product management space, they're saying, hey, if we build this X, it'll generate a lot of revenue or make a better experience or whatever it is. But that's just a conceptual idea or based off of some analytical data. But they're not the experts in the system. So you see, we have all these different teams that are involved, and every team is a lot of hands in the cookie jar. They're all responsible for something, but each other might not be talking. One hand might not be talking to the other. Therefore, our role is so critical. At that very end step, we're the last ones to say it's validated, it works. We made sure it works. There's no severe defects. It's ready for prime time.
That's great.
And to the submarine reference, you're right. Yeah, you don't want anything to break. You want to try to keep things the way they're built.
Yeah, praying to the rust gods. Please don't have this break while I'm on it. Another thing I wanted to ask about is that Comcast NBC Universal was recently ranked number 3 on the Military Times Best for Vets Employers list. In your experience, you've been there for a long time now, 7 years. What makes Comcast NBC Universal such a great place for veterans?
It's a great place to be. When I started here over 7 years ago, there wasn't what we call the employee resource groups, specifically the Veterans Network. So I got involved right from the beginning, so considered a plank owner, if you will, of the Veterans Network at Comcast, NBC Universal. We took something that started grassroots, small. There may have been five or six of us, mostly vets, some non-vets, but vet supporters. And we formed this employee resource group. And at that point, there was no emphasis on hiring veterans, other than someone has a friend or a recommendation of a military individual that is right for the job. So we started that in 2012 and have grown internally exponentially to be a nationwide organization. Our current numbers would be, I think we have veteran network chapters in 17 states that are all supporting hiring, educating, and retaining military talent. And that also includes military spouse and veterans of all walks. We also go out into the community. So everywhere there's a Comcast Veterans Network or a Comcast footprint, we're out in that community looking for veteran homes or veteran organizations where we can give back. So it's a little bit of saying, hey, community, we're in your backyard too. But we recognize that we're vets, you're vets, your spouses, you've walked the walk. We want to help give back in many ways. It's either through clothing drives or our Comcast Cares Day. We'll go refurb a veterans group home or do a fill boxes, gift boxes, and ship them over to the deployed troops, among many, many other things. So all of those put together has helped us become number three on the Military Times Best Vet Employer list. We received the U.S. Our ESGR Freedom Award, Department of Defense Freedom Award. And, it wasn't by chance. I mean, we really had to put our money where our mouth was. We instituted the Military and Veteran Affairs team that specifically targeted this community. So internally, we were able to justify a department to solely seek out military talent, spouse, to come work for Comcast, NBC Universal.
That's great. I mean, it's awesome to hear the concerted effort on multiple fronts to support the military community, not just the veterans, but their families as well. And it's awesome to see the variety of ways in which Comcast NBC Universal is approaching that.
I mean, if I could add one more thing to that, not only did we, put that team in place to then, it just catapulted from there, but we built internal mechanisms within our HR team to have a military concierge. So there's a direct dedicated line for veterans or reservists, active reservists that are going to get deployed or they have questions. It's kind of like what we would refer to as like the ombudsman in our, active duty days, where we have this HR team that is dedicated to supporting our reserve and guard folks that are going to get deployed. And there's a whole structure put in place all around, making sure their job is safe, making sure their pay is good, if their cable and internet is on, it stays on, and that we reach out to their family, make sure their family's good throughout that deployment. So again, that's just it's just more on top of what we started with, and we're going to continue to grow on that.
That's great. Another thing I wanted to ask about is with Comcast NBC Universal, there's over 180,000 employees. There's so many different business segments. Could you just take a high-level approach and for listeners, just kind of call out the different divisions or subsidiaries of the company? I'm thinking like the marketing, product training, sales. And I'm asking this just thinking of listeners who may be trying to figure out, okay, where do I fit into this? Where do I even start? How do I even approach a company of this size?
I had the same thought when I was trying to get employed here. This is the largest company outside of the U.S. Navy that I've ever worked for, and it is large. You mentioned a few areas very generically, but Comcast NBCUniversal is comprised of over 50 like mini companies under one umbrella. So our breadth is anything from being in the mailroom to being in the executive suite and everything in between. We're not just a cable company or a phone company or an internet company. I mean, we are a true cutting-edge technology media company. We're building stuff right now that is going to be the future of tomorrow. So if you were to, think about why or how would I want to work for Comcast, and what would I do based off of my military experience? Like I said in the beginning, I started out as a Navy chef, and here I am, testing software and equipment from end to end for userability. If you have any interest in working in technology, period, there's probably a place for you here at Comcast NBC. Now that we've acquired a company in Europe called Sky, that they're a media company, they're a cable company in Europe, and we have a mobile division, so we're in the cell phone business, we're in the cable business, the movie business, you had mentioned marketing. We have a Comcast University, which is all training. So if you want to be in the educational side, there's plenty of space there. Sales is, well, that's huge because we live off of sales. If you wanted to be a salesperson or a technician or a call center agent, it's endless. There are so many opportunities, no matter what your skill set is, or what you want it to become. You could come into Comcast at one level. Let's just say you came in as a technician or a sales rep for any of our different divisions, and then you realize, you know what? I want to be a software engineer. Well, that's possible because you may find that your skills actually pair up with what a software developer or engineer needs to be, and you may have that aptitude, which gets you into that space. Or you want to go work in film or TV. Our NBC stations and counterparts across the country, if not the world, are always an option. So we've had, interesting, a quick tidbit is one of our VetNet colleagues from NBCUniversal up at 30 Rock. He's a finance guy. He was a Army vet, and his fiance was moving to Atlanta for a new job. So in Atlanta, we have our central division headquarters, and he came to us here in Philly, our group, and said, "Hey, can you guys help me, transition to the Comcast side from the NBC side?" And we did everything that we know how to, and we were able to get him in the same type of a role, a finance role, down in Atlanta, so it can make his move with his fiance seamless. And that wouldn't have been possible if we have not had all these mechanisms in place, and the network that has grown across the 180,000, employees.
That's great, and I just want to highlight for listeners, for me coming from a startup background in entrepreneurship, one of the main advantages of a company like Comcast NBCUniversal is that breadth. I mean, like you can literally be a part of, so many different aspects, and that's just a tremendous benefit that's not available at smaller companies. I also wanted to ask about, for You've talked about this a little bit, but you're the national lead for Comcast Veteran Network called VetNet, and it's an employee resource group. Could you talk a little bit more about how large that group is and what kind of support is offered?
So the Veterans Network is across 17 chapters that span from East Coast to West Coast, and everywhere Comcast has footprint, which is pretty much across the whole country. The number of members we have, majority of them are veterans, and then we have a large contingent of veteran supporters and spouses, totaling over 10,000 members across the country. And it's growing every week or every month. You know, we pull the data and the numbers of our memberships, and it's continuously growing. As more and more people hear about it, and they want to get involved, they do. But you know, VetNet is there to provide activities outside of the daily job for vets and vet supporters to let people know that we are veterans, or we are spouses. You know, we know what it was like to have served. And then for those who are veteran supporters, they love to share their experiences of what their vision of a veteran is, or their father, grandfather, mother, sister, you know, had served. So they, you know, they're a family member, and they're ultimately part of the family of Comcast Veterans Network.
That's great. And, you know, one of the things I appreciate about that is so many of the guests on the last 270 episodes have talked about that when they leave the military, there's this reorientation process where many people, myself included, don't realize how valuable that tribe is and how we've had that built-in family for so much of our life. And then when you leave the military, it's kind of a struggle to find your new tribe and figure out where you fit in.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if you could speak to how VetNet helps newly onboarded veterans.
Yeah, you're so right about that. It's you know, funny how when we induct ourselves into that military culture, and then when we leave, we don't realize what it's like. Now, I suppose if you went to college prior to the military and you were in a fraternity or a sorority, it might be similar. I went to college after, so my sorority or my fraternity was my military family. Here at Comcast, when we find out that we've onboarded a new veteran, we get in touch with them, and we say, hey, brother or sister or supporter or spouse, we are here. This is what we do. We'd love to have you come to one of our meetings and you know, meet fellow vets and see and hear everything that we're about and what we're doing. So we're kind of we sponsor them, if you will, when they come through the door, and it's mentioned in our hiring onboarding for all new employees that the employee resource groups are available, and they speak about each and every one of them and highlight the Veterans Network. If you're a veteran, that we will reach out and we'll be in touch. And, you know, what we'll usually do is we'll have coffee. You know, we'll get 15, 20 minutes. Me and my fellow leads, we'll sync up and give them a warm welcome, let them know what we're about, and let them know we're here for them. And that really means a lot. So they know right from the get-go that the camaraderie will continue, and you will be able to meet and network with so many other people because of our network is so vast.
That's great. And I just want to highlight for listeners. Like, I think that's something I definitely underestimated, is to, even if you're in the military right now, even if you view yourself as a military person, I would challenge you that, you know, based on a lot of these interviews and myself included, the military is filling a very large role in your life, and that's a very big part of your community. And to not underestimate the need to reestablish those connections or maintain them in some way when you leave the military. And it's great that the VetNet is doing that. They're reaching out, they're making those connections when someone joins. That's very rare, and I think it's like an incredible benefit to the military community, veterans and their spouses and family.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, to just one quick add to that is, it doesn't matter if you're an E1 or a Supreme General, you know, a 4-star general. It's the rank comes off when you get here. You're a civilian now, you know, even if you're in the active reserve or guard. And it doesn't matter if, you know, you're a master sergeant or a master chief petty officer or a general or a captain. It doesn't matter at that point. You know, we're not saluting each other. We're shaking hands and we're talking about how we can, you know, push this ball forward in corporate America. And we are, you know, one of few companies that have the breadth necessary to, you know, stand behind our word and say, we're going to take care of our vets.
That's awesome. Also, I saw that you're involved with Beyond School Walls. Could you talk a little bit more about what this organization is and how you came to be involved with them?
So, you know, just being the good-natured sailor that I am, I came to Comcast and I heard about this program that they were partnered up with the Big Brother, Big Sister organization. And they had this Beyond School Walls program, which is backed by, you know, our corporate diversity and inclusion team. And what it is, we partner up with inner city schools, elementary schools, fourth grade through sixth grade. And we mentor these little kids, but they're called littles. So little, and we would be considered the big as the mentor. So Comcast would have the kids come in once a week, once every 2 weeks. They would provide lunch, they would provide activities, and then it's really up to the bigs and the littles to help each other out. You know, I'll talk about my background, and I want to get to know about, you know, my little's background. You know, where's he from? What's he need help with? How can I help him now that I'm in a position to provide help, and I have the knowledge and the resources to make things happen. So it's one of those things that if you want to really give back and know you're making a difference in your community, this program that we are a part of is just that. Working with inner city kids that, man, they come to this building and they look up and say, wow, it's the tallest skyscraper in Philadelphia and I'm inside it. And it's just amazing. I almost can't explain exactly how those emotions feel, but I know by looking around at my little and the other littles that, you know, they're so excited to have the opportunity to come into a company like Comcast and benefit from all of the giving back that we do.
And one thing I just want to point out for listeners on this is that, you know, we talked about that identity, which is a trend that's come up in these interviews. Another trend that the majority of people I talk to mention is this sense of a lack of contribution. And again, you know, in the military, I think it scratches a niche for many of us to be contributing to something greater than ourselves, to be giving back, to be serving. And that can be an unexpected vacancy in people's lives when they leave the military. And so that what I love about what you're talking about here, Lou, is that not only you know, do you have a fulfilling career? Not only have you been really instrumental in the VetNet program and giving back in that way, but you've also found a way to be involved in a great organization beyond school walls, and you're able to continue to serve like you did in the military, but in a very different capacity and different type of work. And I think it's great that you've continued that. I imagine that scratches an itch and helps you feel connected and fulfilled in the contribution you're making to the world around you.
Yeah, it definitely does. And it at the end of the day, I know that I'm a better person because of it. And I personally, you know, have learned and grown from the experience in itself. So it goes two ways. I know the littles are, you know, they're learning and they're fortunate to gain insight, knowledge into what their future could be if they choose. As well as I get to understand from them, you know, what struggles they have and how can I help them? It's my turn to give back. Although, you know, somebody say, oh, well, you served, you gave back. Well, it doesn't stop there. I think we will always, if you choose to give back.
That's great.
And, it's like paying it forward.
Right? Yep. I totally agree. One thing I just wanted to ask about too is I know we talked about your role as a senior test engineer for business readiness. You've also had a title of manager of new product introduction at Xfinity Mobile. And I know that you're just starting a new role. What would you want listeners to know about either of those roles and kind of what that looks like day to day?
So I would say, you know, I started out at Comcast as a project manager, deploying a new enterprise level product. And, you know, from there, I learned a lot about the company and how many different divisions and departments it has to offer. And, you know, from that point forward, I figured out which direction I wanted to go, how I wanted to take my career. So going from computer, you know, the academic side of computer technology and network engineering to becoming a project manager to being a test engineer and then a new product introduction manager to program management. If there's something out there that interests you and you feel that you're qualified, apply for it. It's never a guarantee, but if you put your best foot forward and you do your research and you feel that you're qualified and you can get or land the interview, you know, it's really up to the individual to seal the deal in any part of the company or business that they choose.
That's great. And I always like to ask too, are there any resources that you've enjoyed in your civilian career, things that have helped you, books, podcasts, conferences, anything that you'd want to recommend to listeners to check out?
Yeah, I mean, I have so many books since I've started working here. And to name two particular ones that, you know, are real meaningful, and have helped me kind of, you know, understand myself a lot better. One's called Brothers Forever. It's a story about Travis Mannion and his fellow classmate from Naval Academy, Brendan Looney. Well, both of them, you know, were killed in action. And I just have a real close connection to the family, the Travis Mannion family, since they're local here to Philadelphia. And even a little deeper than that, I served with someone on a submarine that went into the SEALs, and he was with Brendan Looney on their last deployment when Brendan was killed in action. So it's really a meaningful book on how these two guys met in Naval Academy, became best friends, and then went after their dreams of, you know, serving the country. Great book, great story. Definitely recommend, you know, reading it or audio booking it. Then there's another book that I enjoyed reading. It was called My Share of the Task by General McChrystal, Stanley McChrystal. We actually met Stanley McChrystal twice. We had him here at Comcast for one of our Veterans Day events. And he talked about leadership and strategy. And his first book was his bio. He just came out with a second book, which is really incredible. And that's also worth checking out. It's about leadership. And he was a four-star general in during the war. And he in his second book, he says, I thought I knew what leadership was until I started doing all this research on people that were leaders before me. And he realized that he could have been a better or more effective leader if he would have just taken more time to understand really what leadership was. So professionally, that has helped me tremendously. As well as personally, it's a really enjoyable read to learn about, you know, what General McChrystal has been through. And you know how he took his career from almost getting kicked out of West Point to becoming a four-star general of United Forces in Afghanistan and Iraq. And then there's a podcast that I like to listen to. It's called Warrior Dads. So it's a guy who is a personal trainer, and he never served, but it's not about you know, being a military individual, although some of his guests are, you know, vets or have worked in the military community. But it's about how you raise your children and yourself and live like a clean, wholesome life. And, you know, kind of like what we did in the military, you know, stay fit, stay healthy, eat right, do the right things, be a good citizen. So it's a really enjoyable podcast. He has some pretty cool guests on his show that are worth checking out. So yeah, his name is Jim Burdamy, and his podcast is called Warrior Dads. So it's definitely a neat podcast. It's fairly new. He's probably got 30 or 40 episodes under his belt, and yeah, it's cool. It's worth checking out.
That's great. And for listeners, just two things to note. First of all, in the show notes at beyondtheuniform.org, you'll find links to those books and podcasts. Also a link to episode 101 with Josh Jabin, who's COO at the Travis Mannion Foundation. It's a great organization, and that's a good episode to listen to get a deep dive on that organization. And then second of all, in the show notes for this episode, you'll also find a link where Audible is giving a free book of your choice for Beyond the Uniform listeners. And so Leaders, Myth and Reality, My Share of the Task, Brothers Forever, all three of those would be great books to knock out on audiobook. Well, Lou, we've covered a lot of ground today, and I always like to keep the last question open-ended. And that's either, you know, what have we not talked about that you want to make sure listeners know, or what's some final words that you want to leave listeners with?
I would wrap up with, I've told my coworkers this over the last couple of years, is when I was in the military, you know, a young enlisted guy, I joined up when I was early the 11th grade, delayed entry program. So I knew what I was doing. I knew where I was going. And, you know, I always, you know, cherished that time. And when I got out, it was a more difficult struggle, because now I'm out on my own with nobody to feed me or give me stipend for clothing or a place to sleep. And now I had to figure that out on my own. So I used to, you know, always go for, you know, if there were handouts or free stuff, I would take it and use it, you know, to my own ability. And now that I've been at Comcast, I give away more stuff because I don't need it anymore. I want to give back to somebody that doesn't have or is unfortunate or needs it more than me. I've been successful here. I'm, you know, grateful for everything that's happened in my life to get me where I'm at. Nothing short of hard work and long hours. But you know, if someone's putting their hand out there and saying, "Here, take it," if you really need it, we're humble as veterans. It's okay. You can take it. You know, if someone wants to help you out, take their help. We know there's a lot of veterans out there that are suffering from injuries or illnesses or homelessness, and you know that upsets me, especially when I see it on the street. And I like to try to help them out or guide them to get in a better place, whatever that means for them. But as long as they're not suffering because, you know, they gave their life to the country, we need to give it back to them.
That's great. And I think that, I think that that's another trend is that I think that the veteran community at large is used to doing things for other people. They're used to helping others, and it can be difficult to ask for or accept help. And I think what's great about what you were saying is that, you have been in both spots. You've been at spots where you kind of, you accept things, and now you're in a spot where you're able to be generous and help others and to give back. And I think that that's often the way it works is we at different times in our lives are taking and at different times giving. And I hope that's a good lesson for listeners is that being willing to accept help when you need it. And then when you're in a spot of abundance, being able to give back to help out others. And I think Lou, I think that you're a great example of someone who's actively giving back to other Comcast NBC Universal employees, giving back to children, and just kind of giving back in lots of ways. And I think that's a great example for listeners.
Yeah, and thank you for the opportunity to share my story.
Surface, surface, surface.
Well, thank you so much for listening and for supporting Beyond the Uniform. Beyond the Uniform is produced and edited by me, Justin Nasiri. Our staff is entirely part-time. They do this on nights and weekends out of the goodness of their hearts to give back to the military community. Our director of outreach is Steve Bain, who relentlessly books guests, finds sponsors, puts together our newsletter, and thousands of other critical tasks every single week, all behind the scenes to keep Beyond the Uniform running smoothly. Our editor is Kathleen Dillon, who listens to and transcribes every single episode to help out those who don't have the time to listen to the show. It has a major impact on our site. SEO value, which helps people find us through Google. Our data analytics and insights advisor is Andrew Woolridge, who pours over the data each and every month to help us better understand how to best serve the Beyond the Uniform audience. Our digital production work is done by Michael Cummings, who puts together custom artwork for every episode. If you're enjoying Beyond the Uniform, the best way to help us out is by telling your friends and fellow service members and veterans. iTunes reviews, believe it or not, have a big impact on getting the word out as well. So if you have a chance to leave a positive review, that is greatly appreciated. If you know of a business that would like to get their product or service in front of a military audience, we are always on the lookout for sponsors, which helps us subsidize the cost of putting this show together. And if you haven't yet signed up for our newsletter, you can do so at beyonduniform.io. We send out a newsletter twice a month, and it is a treasure trove of helpful information for your civilian career and transition. And be sure to check out our coaching program, where you can be connected with a subsidized, professional, certified executive and career coach to help you in your career decision-making. Thank you for listening, and I'll be back next week with more stories from military veterans about their civilian career. Take care.